Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jessica Van Roekel. And after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Romans 10, chapters 9 and 10. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. There's no one in this room who can draw a perfectly straight line across this board, the speaker declared. I knew I had a steady hand and felt confident I could. He invited me to the front of the room, handed me some chalk, and pointed to the chalkboard. I took a deep breath, steadied my arm, exhaled, and drew a line. It came close to a straight line, but was not a perfect one. That mostly straight line, but not quite, held my attention as he continued his message. From a young age, perfection had been my cloak of protection. I reasoned being perfect would keep me from being hurt by rejection or abandonment. Imperfect behavior brought disapproval, and I desperately wanted to avoid the pain of reproach. Through the words of the speaker, I learned my drive to be perfect kept me separated from God, but that I could also have the desperate longing for approval and acceptance fulfilled if I surrendered my life to Him. I awoke to the truth. I needed God. I saw myself clearly for the first time, lost, trapped in darkness and guilt, captive to sin and separated from God. For the last several weeks, my co-hosts and I have taken us on a journey to the resurrection. We've shared the heart of God and how Jesus fulfilled the way to be reconciled to Him. Jesus says in John chapter 14, verse 6, from the New Living Translation, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Jesus is the only way to God because He paid the required full price for our offenses against God. He provides a way out of spiritual darkness, lostness, captivity in sin, guilt and condemnation. Jesus is the living truth. Our world can declare there is no absolute truth, but that doesn't make it true. Jesus is the unchanging truth. He is absolute and makes a way for all people in all situations to be made right with God. This can only be experienced through believing in His life, death, and resurrection. Jesus became the permanent and enduring sacrifice so we can receive forgiveness of sins and have eternal life. Titus chapter 3, verses 3 says we are disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. But 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." We become new creations when we accept God's forgiveness, submit our lives to Christ, and begin following His purposes for our lives. Our passage, Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, tell us how to become made new without our God-defying ways ruling our lives. Salvation is a gift from God. It cannot be earned by good works or a perfect life. It can only be received with a surrendered heart. Jesus is the only way to salvation. He is called Savior 16 times in the New Testament, but He is called Lord more than 450 times. When I accepted God's gift of salvation and invited Jesus Christ to be Lord of my life, I knew He set me free from my idea that I needed to be perfect before I could be accepted. But He also met a heartbreaking need. I felt so alone. Physical and emotional abandonment left me desperate for love. God's promise to never leave me nor forsake me spoke deep to my heart. Jesus, my Lord, would be my comfort and companion. I chose to receive God's forgiveness, submit my life to Jesus, and follow His purposes by praying a simple prayer. Jesus saves us from our natural bent to oppose God and then becomes Lord in our lives. Belief in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ are the central events in salvation. To confess Jesus as Lord means to declare Him to be equal with God. He is worthy of worship, trust, and obedience. Faith involves committing oneself publicly to Jesus as Lord through our words and actions. Then we no longer live for ourselves, but we live for God. And with that decision, we receive so much. For example, we gain peace and joy not measured by circumstances. He is our friend and Savior. He forgives us of our sins. He is our comfort and our Lord. The burdens we carry grow light because He carries them for us. He loves you and desires you to turn to Him. If you're listening today and you sense God calling you to Himself and your heart stirs to respond, I invite you to pray with me. Let's pray. Holy God, thank You for showing me my need for You. Forgive me of my sins. Forgive me for trying to go my own way and living my life without You. I believe Jesus died on the cross and rose again so I could know You. I receive Your forgiveness and declare Jesus is Lord of my life. Make me new and set my feet on the path to follow Your ways and Your principles. Thank You for loving me and calling me to You. I am Yours. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed to receive God's forgiveness through Jesus' death and resurrection and have decided to make Jesus Lord of your life, welcome to the family of God. I encourage you to take the next step by reading the Bible. Start with the book of John and the book of Colossians in the New Testament. In John, you will discover God's heart for you through the life of His Son, Jesus Christ. In Colossians, you will learn how to live your new life. Then I encourage you to find a church to attend that preaches the Word of God and encourages a life built on the foundational truth found in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.